Chapter 4. 4 years ago, and soon after returning from Saul, Cordelia, Julian, and Zee sought to introduce the 10 orphans from Idona Station to Teague and the Sui Sui. The homes of the Racines, Cordelia and Julian and the Sui Sui, which were built into the cliff sides, bordered the same section of coastline. One afternoon, the Sades took the children, Edmus, Jodlin, Jason, Ginny, and the 6 other orphans, to the clifftop overlooking the First's abode. Alex greeted the young ones and whistled an invitation designed to call only the First, not wishing the children to face a clattering of adults and younglings. Despite the precautions, the 10 children jumped behind the 3 Sades after the First broke the top of the cliff trail and scurried across the grass to greet Alex and Teague. That day was Ginny's first view of Teague, and she was mesmerized by the boy, who thumped the alien's blue-green claw with abandon. When Teague whistled a greeting to the alien, Ginny peeked from behind Cordelia and imitated his whistle. Aboard Idona Station, an accident rendered Ginny deaf. She received Therese Lachaud's medical nanites on station, and after arriving on Harrigan, the Celgen injections, which cured Ginny of her hearing loss and other minor ailments due to her diet's deprivation. But unknown to anyone, the nanites had restored the child's innate ability to produce perfect pitch. The First's eye stalks swiveled to regard the youngling leaning from behind Cordelia's legs. He whistled a greeting and was intrigued by the perfect imitation he received. With Teague at his side, the First slowly approached the youngling, who continued to peer at him from behind Cordelia. He whistled a query and received an exact copy, causing him to warble his humor. The youngling was untrained but had the unique capability of a hive singer, an individual treasured by the people. Ginny was fascinated by the alien, and her eyes constantly flicked between the creature and Teague. As the two entities, alien creature and human boy, halted before her, part of her mind cried out to run from the monster. But if the boy could stand...